My guest at this time is former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen, who hopes by the end of today he is once again going to be headed to the U.S. Senate for the seat that he lost 6 years ago. He's locked in a very tight battle with former Virginia Governor Tim Kaine. All the polls show the race well within the margin of error. And, of course, both men are out trying to encourage every voter possible to get to the polls today, particularly if they're likely to support them. And Governor Allen, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Greg. You're exactly right. I feel that anybody who pays taxes, works for a living, or wants a job, anybody who drives a car or uses electricity, or anybody who actually believes that healthcare decisions ought to be made by doctors and patients rather than by a panel in Washington should be on our side. And Virginians are going to make a decision here about the future of our country, and I'm hopeful and optimistic that they'll want our country ascending once again.
That sounds pretty close to a closing argument. What else have you been telling voters here in the last couple of days?
Well, one of the things that's a major issue in Virginia and a big difference with my opponent is this: are these devastating defense cuts. He continues to say that this sequestration deal was the right thing to do, and there's over 200,000 defense-related jobs and technology jobs at risk in Virginia, and obviously our military readiness is going to be harmed from it. And he's saying, well, we need to raise taxes. Well, raising taxes will only make our economy even weaker, and there'd be more job losses. What we need to do is have a balanced approach, and one of the best ways to raise revenues is with a vibrant, strong economy where businesses are investing and hiring. And the other blessing of our country is we have more energy resources than any country in the world. And if we unleash our energy resources, whether it's coal, whether it's natural gas and oil off the coast of Virginia or all the way to the barren North Slope of Alaska, we could get over $1 trillion in revenues without raising taxes. Plus, we'd have more affordable fuel and food and electricity, and we could bring forth a manufacturing renaissance in America. And that's a big difference than President Obama and Tim Kaine, who are trying to outlaw coal, and they're against the Keystone Pipeline, and President Obama continues to be against us producing oil and gas off our coast.
Tim Kaine has used the phrase many times in his ads that he prefers partnership over partisanship, with the clear implication that he has a track record of working well across the aisle, and by comparison, the implication is that you don't. What do you say in response to him using that argument and on that issue?
Well, I'm the only candidate who has actually produced results working with a Democratic majority in the state legislature when I was governor. We cut taxes. We froze college tuition. We abolished the lenient, dishonest parole system, put in truth in sentencing, and over 300,000 net new jobs were created. When Tim was governor, he spent his last year as in the most partisan job in America as chairman of the Democratic National Committee, advocating so many of these initiatives that are hurting Virginians. And in fact, Democrats and Republicans voted against his massive tax increases that were going to tax people earning as little as $17,000 a year, or increasing taxes on them. And so over 100,000 jobs were lost while he was governor. So as far as working across the aisle, and I'll be willing to work with anyone from any state to get our country moving in the right direction with more jobs and more prosperity. Tim's approach has been an advocate to be, in effect, President Obama's senator. I want to be Virginia's senator.
Sir, as you know, since both of you got into this race, the polls pretty much showed it deadlocked in the mid-40s, and now it's election day and the polls are still pretty much deadlocked, although a little bit higher in the 40s. Why do you think it's been so hard to break away in this race?
Well, it's been a tight race in Virginia. Virginia's a battleground state. The last presidential election, President Obama won by 6%, and Virginia is, for us to turn America around, we do have to get more folks out to vote who share our views, and we've been advocating a very positive, constructive blueprint for America's comeback, and Governor Romney's been running on very similar issues. So both in the presidential and the Senate race, things are neck and neck in Virginia, and it's going to be determined by those who show up. And we're seeing a big turnout in Virginia in the coal fields. I heard it's a big turnout in the Hampton Roads area, and I'm on the way to the Richmond area where the turnout's supposedly big, and I've been in Northern Virginia all day long and on the way towards the Richmond area. So it's a big turnout, and the voters, the people, are the owners of the government, and they'll decide the future of our country. And, in fact, people do need to vote as if the future of America is at stake, because it really is.
Sir, and obviously, and when considering the Senate race, for the most part, voters are being asked to choose between candidates. But also at stake here potentially in this race is control of the U.S. Senate. How much of an issue have you made that, and what do you tell people when it comes up?
Well, a lot of people are just absolutely disgusted with the lack of activity in the Senate. You get to this the issue of the defense cuts. The House of Representatives in May of this year passed a measure to avert these cuts, and they made cuts elsewhere. The Senate's done absolutely nothing with that bill. They haven't passed anything. If they don't like it, pass something else. And folks, just look at this as just an unprecedented failure of leadership to even pass a budget in 3.5 years. So if people want to change the leadership in the U.S. Senate and have Harry Reid be the minority leader and then bring in common-sense conservative leadership, they need to vote for me, George Allen, because Tim Kaine would just be a rubber stamp for Harry Reid and President Obama and their agenda, whereas my agenda will be what's in the best interest of creating jobs for Virginians and making tough decisions. There's an urgency for action, and the Senate's done absolutely nothing, and that needs to change. And this election here in Virginia, by all accounts, will determine who's in the majority in the U.S. Senate.
Republicans have claimed to have what they call an almost indefinable energy advantage, enthusiasm, intensity advantage. What have you seen, whether it's in your joint appearances with Governor Romney or other places around the state, about energy compared to your 2000 campaign, your 2006 campaign?
It's much better. Susan and I have worked really hard all over Virginia, and we do see much more enthusiasm on our side. And it's as good as I've seen it in a long, long time. And I think that people do recognize that our children and grandchildren aren't going to have the same opportunities that we had growing up if America continues down this dismal path with diminished opportunities. And especially parents who have kids who are in college and graduating from college, so many move back home because they can't find a job. And that's why I think there is more enthusiasm on our side. And you see, whether it's a meeting with small businesses that are defense contractors, whether it's a town hall meeting, or the rallies that I've been at with either with Paul Ryan or our own rallies or with Mitt Romney. Yesterday's rally at George Mason University in Fairfax County was phenomenal. The whole Patriot Center was, this is their basketball court, packed all the way to the rafters. And there were thousands of people lining the road outside that couldn't get in, but they were just as loud and encouraging as the folks in the gymnasium itself. So we're very optimistic, but you know, as you well know, Greg, the world's controlled by those who show up, and it's essential that people who want to see our country ascending again get out and vote.
Last question before we let you go, sir. Just a few hours left, and my guess is that the answer to this question for you will probably be both. But when folks consider the Senate race in particular in Virginia, do you want people to base their vote more on what your record has been or what you're promising to do?
I think it's important for people to look at someone's past record as a validation of what someone will do in the future. Most people care about the future, and they care what will you do if you're accorded the honor and responsibility of serving in the United States Senate. And I've told Virginians that I keep my promises, and they know that record. And on day one, after being sworn in as a U.S. Senator, I'm going to introduce a bill to allow us in Virginia to produce oil and gas off our coast and dedicate the royalties to roads and transportation. Virginians, from our coal fields to our coast, are ready, willing, and able to provide America with the energy to power our economy, and that's going to be where I want to provide leadership, because it's good for jobs, it's good for our economy, national security, as well as revenues.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, a turnout is big. I waited 90 minutes in line this morning, so folks, make sure you...
Where did you vote, Craig?
Prince William County.
Prince William. That's a really important county. Fairfax, Prince William, and Loudoun are just really key counties. And if we could win Prince William County, we're really going to be having a wonderful night.
We'll certainly be eagerly awaiting the results, almost as eagerly as you are. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure's mine, Greg. Thank you. And all y'all listening, stay strong for freedom and get out and vote.
And they certainly still have time to do that. Polls in Virginia open until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Former Governor and former Senator George Allen, once again a candidate for U.S. Senate. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.